If you are on Twitter, you may have come across this particular thread that was started by Alistair McAlpine. And he lays it out right at the get-go. And he says, for an assignment, I asked some of my terminal pediatric palliative care patients what they had enjoyed in life and what gave it meaning. Kids can be so wise, you know, he says. Here are some of the responses. And so he lists some of the things that these young kids had to say about what it is they enjoyed most about life. Alistair, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
In your wildest dreams, did you ever think that this thread would be as popular as it's become because it's gotten a worldwide audience?
It's been absolutely overwhelming, to be honest. I've never had anything that's been this popular. Never in my wildest dreams did I think this would happen. And it's really been extraordinary and very, very humbling to have such a far reach.
Yes. And did you see your listenership jump? Well, not your followership, I should say, because it's Twitter. Did your followership jump up?
It's basically doubled, I think. Yeah. I've never had so many new followers. It's kind of like pressure as well. You know, some people I respect are now following me and I feel a bit starstruck.
Yeah. So you're going to have to keep this up. You have to wow us.
No pressure. You know?
So what inspired you to give them this assignment? Or what? It was your assignment?
So it was an assignment that I did last year. Mm. And yesterday I was on social media and everything was so doom and gloom. Mm-hmm. And I cast my mind back to working with these extraordinary children and their families and how much joy and wisdom and meaning they had imparted to me. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, if I could just spread some of that onto social media, maybe, you know, I could brighten a few days, you know,
yes,
change a few attitudes.
Yeah.
And so I did. I just wrote down some observations, hoping that it would brighten a few days.
Every single one of the tweets clocked up close to 1,000 retweets and more comments and likes. So well done for that. But what stood out for you? Because you list some of the things that none of them are going feel that that they felt was a waste of time, so to speak. So none, for instance, said they wished they'd watched more TV. None said they shouldn't have wish that they didn't spend as much time on Facebook. They said they didn't enjoy fighting with others. That they certainly didn't enjoy being in hospital. But what are some of the very ordinary, everyday things that they said they wish they'd done more of or that were joys of life?
Yeah, the amazing thing was it was simple stuff. You know, they wished that they had spent more time with their family. Mm. They wished that they had spent more time at the beach with their pets.
702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
It's now 18 minutes past one. We've just shared an image of my guests this afternoon, and you'll be able to see the food that we were treated to earlier on. And the reality is that if you're searching for something fancy, this is probably not it, right? Because for the